This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is a passage that totally, truly lends itself to verse by verse. That's what I'm going to do today. Verse 1 says, "A good name is better than fine perfume." How important is your name to you? Don't raise your hand, but there's some of you that don't like it when people make fun of your name. Maybe there's something unusual about your first or last name. And maybe you didn't like the way people made fun of it, perhaps growing up. But let me tell you something, your name represents you. And isn't it interesting, Solomon, the wealthiest man that ever lived on the face of the earth, said, "A good name is better than the finest perfume, the luxurious cost of perfume. A good name is better than that." What's your name worth to you in terms of what it represents with your life? I want to tell you a powerful story to illustrate it. Keith Krill is a minister from Washington State. He says, "I grew up watching Kyle Rote Jr. play soccer. Kyle's father was Kyle Rote Sr., obviously, who was an all-pro NFL player in the 1950s. He was the captain of the New York Giants for 10 years. What is so fascinating about after Rote's death, Kyle Jr. said, of all the compliments and awards his dad received, one stood above the rest. 14 of Kyle Rote's senior former teammates named their sons Kyle." What a compliment. 14 of the players that he played with named their son after this man. I'm not saying that the basis for the validity of your name is how many people are named after you as a man or woman. But what does your name represent? When people hear your name, do they think honest, dishonest? When people hear your name mentioned, do they think angry, peaceful? Do they think a solid example or a shady example? And the list goes on. You can fill in the blanks from there. What do people think about your name? And all I'm saying is Solomon begins this passage by saying a good name is better than the finest perfume. What does he mean when he says the day of death is better than the day of birth? It's better to go into a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart. There are things that you learn in death and around death that you don't learn in any other way. Folks, I can relate to this personally because in the last 2 weeks with my dad dying on August 2nd, we went into a house of death recently. Just like some of you, many of you have gone into a house of death maybe in the last year, the last 2 or 3 years. And you know what I'm talking about. There's something very sobering about being around death for this reason. The person who never thinks about death doesn't think much about life. Would you listen to that again? The person who says, I don't talk about death, we don't think about it, you probably don't think about much about your life. It's understanding the inevitability of death that helps you to appreciate life. You know, I didn't say this in the first two services. I'm not even sure why I'm saying it in this service, but those of you that are married, unless there's a divorce in the future for you, one of you is going to say goodbye to the other. You say, "Why would you say that, Randy? That's awful." No, that's real life. That's real life. And when you understand the destiny called death, unless the Lord's return prevents it, you don't understand and appreciate the life you have, because I say it often, every day is a gift. Today is a gift that you received from the Lord. Tomorrow's a gift that you haven't received yet. Next week is a gift that you haven't received yet. Next year is a gift you haven't received yet. And isn't it amazing how James points out how presumptuous we are? Well, next year I'm going to do this. In 5 years we're going to do this business deal. We're going to pull this business situation together in 3 years, and we don't even know if we have tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.